commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Before Detroit filed for bankruptcy, there was Bridgeport, Connecticut. They tried to file for bankruptcy in 1991. The state fought the bankruptcy filing. The mayor who filed it was voted out of office, and the petition was eventually withdrawn. I was a young reporter back then, and there are many things I remember about the Bridgeport bankruptcy from 22 years ago. First, there is a legitimate question about whether a municipality that has taxing authority can ever be bankrupt. Bridgeport had a multi-million dollar budget shortfall just like Detroit, but it could have raised property taxes to cover the difference. So can Detroit. Now, of course, more businesses and families would leave the city, which already had high taxes. But bankruptcy is not supposed to be about politically unpopular choices. It's supposed to be about whether an entity is solvent or not. Bridgeport did indeed have cash on hand. These are filings because the future is untenable when bonds and pension payments come due. There's also the issue of pensioners versus bondholders. I think this is the second most interesting issue in the Detroit bankruptcy. Pensioners have worked all their lives and have earned their retirements, but they've been promised benefits that the city can't afford. So how much of a hit should they take? Bondholders, on the other hand, are secured creditors. Their contracts say they are first in line to be paid. Now, you can see the PR battle that's coming. Investors are supposed to be made whole while the sick and elderly retirees get cut. Yes, that's how it's supposed to be under that pesky thing called the law. Now, the Obama administration interceded against the bondholders of Chrysler as part of the auto industry bailout. That was a gift to union workers. And remember, all of Detroit's retirees were union workers, too. But the biggest question here is whether there will be a federal bailout. Detroit was once America's fourth largest city. Now 40% of its streetlights don't work and entire neighborhoods are abandoned. The White House has already done what it can. Remember the Cash for Clunkers program? It's been to no avail. I expect the president will offer a lifeline. They'd be acting with purpose. It would blaze a trail for bigger future bailouts. Maybe the entire state of California could be next. This would send a bad and disturbing message that state and local leaders can make any promises they wish, spend all they can, and the federal government, which prints money to cover its shortfalls, has their backs. There may be other Detroits in our future.